And now dictation for Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A, Johnson, September 1443, addresses a letter to Dr. Anu, A-N-N-U, Mohan, 810-275-4307. Dear Anu, a follow-up for Mrs. Johnson, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, prior history of non-Hodgkin lymphoma, CHF, last visit in February, denies hospital admission, no vomiting dysphagia, has irritable bowel syndrome, alternating from loose to normal to constipation without bleeding, occasionally hemorrhoid problems, weight appetite is stable, urine without infection, cloudiness of blood, some degree of incontinence and urgency, a stable edema, worse on the left comparing to the right, without ulcers, denies claudication symptoms, no food ulcers, she does her own cooking, husband passed away a few years ago, presently no chest pain or palpitations, a stable dyspnea, inhalers as needed, cough, clear sputum, no purulent material hemaphysis, northopnea PND, some upper respiratory symptoms, chronic voice abnormalities is not new. Medication list review, I want to highlight as needed the narcotic Norco, magnesium replacement, blood pressure Coric, Lasix. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 182, blood pressure 120 over 70, no respiratory distress, no localized valve weakness, no consolidation pleural effusion, no arrhythmia pericardial gallop, obesity of the abdomen, no ascites, tendon, mesomasis, 3+ edema bilateral, but no ulcers. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is July, creatinine 1.7, stable over time, no progression. Chronically low platelets, 133, anemia 10.7 with large red blood cells, 100. Creatinine 1.7 for a GFR of 29 to stage 4, normal sodium potassium acid base, normal calcium albumin, elevated alkaline sulfatase, other liver function tests are not elevated, glucose normal, uric acid elevated at 8, normal B12 folic acid, ferritin low normal, iron saturation normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, stable over time, no indication for dialysis, atrophy of the right kidney without obstruction. Next number, blood pressure appears to be well controlled. Next number, chronically low platelets, stable over time, and no active bleeding. Next number, congestive heart failure, pulmonary hypertension, clinically stable. Next number, anemia, macrocytosis, not symptomatic, no EPO treatment. Next number, elevation, alkaline sulfatase. Next number, history of non-Hodgkin lymphoma, apparently on remission. Next number, chronic diarrhea off and on. Next number, chronic dysphonia, stable over time, no progression. Next number, comments. We were forced to stop ACE inhibitors at the time of change of kidney function within the last 2 years. In that opportunity, there was urinary retention, briefly with a Foley catheter. There has been prior cystocele and prior surgery. We will monitor chemistry on a regular basis. She understands that we start dialysis based on symptoms. Most people will be GFR around less than 15, mostly around 10, 12 or less. Continue to monitor chemistry for potential EPO treatment or intravenous iron, potential phosphorus binders. Come back on the next 6 months and to dictation.